Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because with me I have Karen Marshall, and it's going to be such a treat. Karen saw the spiritual path more as a maze than a roadmap until she connected with the law of attraction presented by Abraham Hicks, which opened up a whole new world for her. Through these teachings, she came to know herself on a deeper, more profound level. The breakthrough came as she applied the quantum pulse clearing techniques to issues of the loop cycle and reliving old patterns. The changes brought about by the energy clearings were so dramatic that she became certified in the pulse trainings offered by Joe Dunning so she could facilitate this powerful, life-transforming energy process to clients so they too might have a life of expansion, unencumbered by limitations and the blocks of the past. She is also the author of the new bestseller, Adam and Even. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Vicki. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here and such a thrill to be able to participate in helping your book become a bestseller. I wanted to ask you first, for those who have not had the pleasure of meeting you, could you tell us a little bit about how you came to the passion and purpose you now feel as you facilitate these life-changing transformational processes with your clients?
Well, it was, it seemed like I had said in the bio, it was like a maze. And it was kind of a loop cycle. I was just going around and around in the maze thinking I was making spiritual headway, but nothing was really progressing or expanding. It was just the same old, same old. And when I got in contact with the Abraham teachings, it was like I had sat and listened to her program daily for like 4 months, the same program over and over and over, and it was like water dripping on my head, but none of it was getting through. It was like I was encased somehow. And then finally, after about 4 months, one night I was listening to it, and some got through. And she says, "You're not here to regurgitate and be filing cabinets for all your wrongs and injustices of your life. You're here to create you." I thought, oh, my God. I finally got it after 4 months of listening to this every day. It was like the crust broke open, and it was getting through. And then I kind of took off, and everything I was hearing from her then didn't totally make sense, but it began to make sense. I couldn't integrate what she was saying. It was really like being in a cocoon.
Interesting. So how did that evolve into actually being able to learn these powerful, powerful techniques and sharing those with other people?
Well, I'd had a psychic reading, maybe about a year of Abraham finally cracking my shell, and she, at the end of the, it was, we, she had finished the psychic reading, and we were just talking, and I told her that I wanted to learn the pulse technique so that I could help the soldiers coming back from overseas with their PTSD. And she says, "Well, be real careful with that." And I says, "What do you mean?" She says, "Well, you have it too." Well, I had no idea, and that's what kept me in that loop cycle, was the PTSD, because it just, you become chemically addicted to your own chemicals in your body, because when you have certain thoughts, it releases the chemicals, and you have this continually, and then you become addicted to those chemicals in your own body. And so if we hadn't had that further conversation after the reading, I might still be looping around in that cycle, you know. But anyway, once I found that out, I got really strong into doing the sessions on myself and to release me from that pattern. And I had such dramatic effect and changes in my life that I just couldn't wait to learn how to do it to help other people, because it's just life transforming.
And that's so interesting, because I think that we often think about these types of things as being mental and spiritual and emotional, but this is the first I had ever heard that there was also a physical element to it.
Which parts? PTSD? The,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really quite fascinating that you could become addicted to the release of the chemicals that happen within the body, and that's a very physical manifestation of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So interesting, very interesting. So you went on to learn these wonderful techniques, and as I said, you're helping people all over be able to really transform their lives. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to write the book.
Well, I didn't decide. It was about 1981, and we had lived in a small community, which we called home. We'd lived there for 16 years, and we figured that's where we'd always be living. You know, we renovated the house the way we liked it, and we were pretty settled into that area. And my husband got a promotion to be a manager in another smaller community. So we got transferred to the smaller community, and so I didn't have very many distractions. I didn't have friends, or I didn't know the area that well to just go out and do what I would normally do in my familiar area. And so I signed up for a couple classes at the junior college just to give myself something to do. Well, first, when we first moved up there to the small community, I had to, you know, when you put a house together, you've always got little things you have to get, and I had to get picture hangers and drawer liners and things. So I went into the little town, and there was a Sprouse Wreaths there. And for people who don't know what a Sprouse Wreaths was, it was like a five and dime or a couple levels above a dollar store. And when I walked in the door of Sprouse Wreaths, there was a wire book rack in front of me, and it was a Harlequin book rack. And I looked down at the bottom of the rack, and there was one book called Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment. Well, it's not the kind of the book you'd find in Sprouse Wreaths, and it's not the kind that would be on a Harlequin book rack. So I bought the book, and I took it home, and I read it, and it was talking about atoms. And then I had just finished reading another book called Our Unseen Guest, and it was talking about atoms and in a spiritual concept. And I was invited to some gathering at some people's home, and it turned out to be protesting atomic bombing. So again, there's atoms. And I thought, boy, atoms are just coming at me from all directions. And I got the Bible out, and I was reading about Adam and Eve. For some reason, it had somehow I was inspired because of all this stuff about atoms. And as I was reading it, I thought, oh my gosh, it's Adam and Eve. They got it wrong. It's not Adam and Eve. They didn't know what God meant when he said Adam, and they put Adam, A-D-A-M, because it might be a name that was familiar at that time. I don't know, but of course, if that's the first man and woman, I guess there wouldn't be any names before it. But I thought, well, they got it wrong. It's Adam and Eve. And all this poetry just started flowing from me about Adam and Eve. And so then I thought I was given this for some reason, but I didn't know what to do with it. And so that was 30, 31, 32, 33 years ago. And I've tried several times over those years to write around Adam and Eve, but I never had the substance to go with it. I just didn't have the meat of the subject until now. And now it's all subject. I mean, I don't have to look far for any of it, because it's what's happening right now on the planet. And it's just vital that people know about it.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the subject matter of the book.
Well, there's dramatic changes taking place on the planet, and it's all happening behind the scenes. It's spiritually being done, and we're being upgraded to a higher level of consciousness. And this is taking place within our body, our mind, and our experiences. And if people don't know what's happening, they might have a lot of resistance to things, and that kind of slows the process down. But it's going to happen no matter what. It would take more years if there's a lot of resistance. So that's my purpose of trying to get the book out to the people. There's 20% of the population already knows about it, and they're working with it, trying to help speed it along. But the rest, the 80% that doesn't know, I just really felt strongly that it could be more beneficial if they did know and could not get upset about things that are happening or confusion or a lot of people are suffering from lack and they're losing their homes and their jobs. And we are doing a clearing out, trying, because a lot of things that we've held on to are no longer necessary, although we do need a roof over our head and food on the table. But if they know what's happening and they can work with the energies rather than pushing against, it could benefit them.
That's pretty darn powerful.
It is powerful, and it's happening whether people are participating or not. It just seemed like it would be easier for them if they know and more beneficial for them if they know.
So how do you hope when you look at that book and you look at the work that you're doing, if you were to look at that almost as a legacy, how would you like your work and your book to impact the world?
Well, one of the things about what's happening now is that we cannot take our emotional baggage with us. We're being moved. The third dimension is the door has been shut to the third dimension. We're now in the fourth dimension, moving into the fifth dimension. And fourth dimension has been available for some time, but now it's kind of like the landing spot or the jumping off. Third dimension closed, and that's kind of a go-between dimension to the fifth dimension. But it's a very lovely place if you get up in the higher levels of it. But we're not allowed to take our emotional baggage with us. So the clearings that I do help release, remove, and clear that emotional baggage. And one way or another, we have to get rid of our baggage before we can go. And we can't go back because of the door shut, the third dimension. It's shut. We're not going back there. So, but we're still dealing with some of the dynamics of the third dimension, and that's the density, duality, and drama. It's like in the air. It's not foundational, but it's still in the air. It's the dust from the third dimension collapsing. It's the dust that would be flying up from the buildings coming down if a building were to be collapsed. And we still buy into that energy, and it drags us down, and it keeps us in that loop cycle like I was in. So my clearing energy is for releasing that, clearing it out of their energy fields.
Oh, what amazing work. Really, really is amazing work. Well, I know that people will want to be able to get a hold of you and connect with you and learn more about your work. Do you have a website where they could go to do that?
Yes, it's fifthdimensionhealingenergy.com.
Okay, fifthdimensionhealingenergy.com, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
Oh, fantastic. And do you have any words in closing that you'd like to share?
Well, I just wish everybody a gentle trip. You know, it's a beautiful place we're moving to, but it can feel a little bumpy. It's like when you get an upgrade on your computer and you restart it and everything's not in the exact places it's supposed to be and you get confused and you get frustrated, and that's kind of what's happening. And I just wish for everybody to a nice, safe, gentle trip as we make this transition.
That's so beautiful. And Karen, if you could give your website one more time so people could visit.
Okay, it's fifthdimensionhealingenergy.com, and it's 5th, fifth. It's not spelled out.
Okay, wonderful. Karen, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for sharing this wonderful book with the world.
Okay, and thank you, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.